Yeah.
This week, I told you that.
They usually set up their Twitter. I mean, it goes like they were, you know, but they send out the alert on Twitter that it's starting. They'll call you right at the start, and then their words, not exactly the same, but they just go ahead and make up.
The fingertip removers. pictures here.
Yeah, this is the picture.
You can do it if you try.
Good.
Apparently nobody else wants it.
Yeah.
Did they make some?
No.
Yeah, they're probably dummy stamps.
Yeah, probably.
That's the first sticks I've ever heard. I actually, I hate them.
Because everybody has a hot dog.
I mean, it's so used to them. I don't have to care.
No, they're great. That's why you have, once you get where you're going.
Fish out of water. Don't belong. Out of my element.
Can you found it? That's it.
Well, yeah. I'd still be water.
How's carrying fuel?
Luke managed to get himself fired from his first job.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so.
Good start.
It's a teachable moment.
I'm okay, man. Surviving.
Did you do anything besides the points?
Eat a lot.
Break down.
There might be one along this wall. This one here is filled up.
There's one way they held down, but they were.
You got a wireless. Do the line a little.
So I'm gonna sit up extra straight today. And my chiropractor says
see, that'd be the problem.
Yeah.
That was a problem for me in the past, too.
The
You take the head off.
I'm using this deck.
This is the one.
Yeah,
this is the one. Yep, thank you. They're going to walk in soon.
Turn the mic on.
Can you turn the mic on? At the base?
Yeah. About now.
There we go.
Okay. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Tim Barber. I'm one of the public information officers for the United States Capitol Police. We know you have a lot of questions, and as part of the new way we're doing things here, we're going to come up and we're going to explain briefly what we've been doing in general to prepare for tomorrow's demonstration and, of course, answer some of your questions. You're going to be hearing from Chief Tom Manger, Assistant Chief for Protective and Intelligence Operations, Yogananda Pittman, Acting Assistant Chief for Uniformed Operations, Sean Gallagher. We are also accompanied by the District of Columbia officials here. So you're also going to be hearing from Metropolitan Police Department Chief of Police Robert Conti, Dr. Christopher Rodriguez, the Director of DC's Homeland Security and Emergency Management Agency, and DC's Deputy Mayor for Public Safety and Justice, Chris Geldhard. Then Chief Manger will come up here and open it up for some questions. Well, as many of you know, we are more than happy to talk to you about our preparations in general. To protect the integrity of tomorrow's mission, we can't get into very specific security details. So with that said, here's Chief Manger.
Thank you, Tim, and good afternoon, everybody. Thank you for being here. The U.S. Capitol Police Department has been working around the clock for the last several weeks to ensure that we have a safe event tomorrow. But perhaps more importantly, over the last 8 months, the leadership of the U.S. Capitol Police Department has been preparing, working to ensure that we don't have a repeat of January 6th. They have been working on ensuring that we have the adequate resources for our police officers, training, equipment, staffing, to ensure that, again, we can accomplish our mission. Our mission tomorrow is our mission every day, and that is to protect everyone's rights to free speech and to allow them to lawfully demonstrate. And again, we are planning for a safe event tomorrow. But there have been some threats of violence associated with the events for tomorrow, and we have a strong plan in place to ensure that it remains peaceful and that if violence does occur, that we can stop it as quickly as possible. We're not going to tolerate violence, and we will not tolerate criminal behavior of any kind. The American public and the members of Congress have an expectation that we protect the Capitol, and I'm confident with the plan we have in place that we're going to be able to meet that expectation. I want to turn it over to Chief Yogananda Pittman to talk about the intelligence, and after that, Chief Gallagher will talk about some of our operational planning. Chief Pittman.
Thank you, Chief. Right after January 6th, this department made several challenging yet critical changes on the way we go about our business. One of those substantial changes that we've made is the way we gather, analyze, and disseminate intelligence in order to better understand threats and to mitigate those threats. Historically, this department has relied primarily on outside agencies for intelligence information. We are predominantly consumers of intelligence rather than producers. Well, that is no longer. That was prior to January 6th. We have now grown and expanded our intelligence operations, and we have dramatically changed the way that we process and share intelligence with our law enforcement partners at every level. This change involves improved internal communications, as well as including intelligence briefings to our rank and file officers. We do feel that these improvements, coupled with the other existing efforts, will help transform our department operationally, as well as from an intelligence-driven perspective agency. And with that, I'll turn it over to Chief Gallagher.
Thanks, Chief. Good afternoon, everyone. As Chief Manger has stated, we have been working for several weeks extensively on the planning leading up to this weekend. The internal planning that we've done has included multiple training exercises for our civil disturbance units, scenario exercises for our command staff, as well as detailed briefings for all of our officers. Our officers are ready. We have already transitioned into an enhanced security posture on Capitol grounds, as you can see by the security fence and various other security measures that are in place. Externally, we have been working with over 25 of our partnering agencies on a seamless integrated plan for this weekend. The United States Capitol Police will have on-site support from a number of our local, state, and federal partners. We have also conducted a large multi-agency tabletop exercise in order to test and validate our integrated operational plan for this weekend. In addition to the on-site support that we'll have on Capitol grounds, we will also have contingency plans in place for additional law enforcement, as well as support from our partners at the DC National Guard, if needed. We have extremely strong partnerships with all of our local, state, and federal law enforcement partners, and we are appreciative for their assistance and their collaboration going into this weekend. We are hoping and expecting a peaceful event this weekend, but our operational plan is scalable so that we will be ready to handle anything that occurs. Thank you. Chief Conte.
I'm Robert J. Conti III, Chief of Police of the Metropolitan Police Department. As Chief of Police of the Department, I want to assure you that our agency, in coordination with our local and federal partners, have carefully planned for the upcoming First Amendment activities taking place tomorrow on Saturday, September 18th. In addition to the scheduled demonstrations, our city will also hold the popular H Street Festival, a number of sporting events and concerts. Residents and visitors attending any one of these events should expect MPD officers to provide great police service and be present and visible throughout our city. While we have multiple high-profile events, MPD will handle these while continuing to provide routine police service throughout communities all throughout our nation's capital. Our department has increased staffing today and is fully activated for tomorrow. So you will notice an increased police presence around the city, and this is to ensure everyone's safety and security throughout the district. The Metropolitan Police Department handles hundreds of demonstrations each year. The First Amendment assemblies planned for this weekend are no different, and we are prepared. We haven't had an opportunity to speak with the organizers of this weekend's demonstrations and have planned accordingly. We are also aware of various countergroups planning to exercise their First Amendment rights. As a reminder, the district's gun laws will be enforced, and in the event we observe individuals in possession of a firearm, we will take police action. DC Code expressly prohibits anyone from carrying a firearm within 1,000 feet of any First Amendment assembly, to include members of the public who have been issued a concealed carry permit in the District of Columbia. Earlier this week, we posted no gun zone signage around the demonstration area. We're also asking the public to be patient and be prepared for disruptions to roads, parking, and getting around the city, as a number of road closures will be in effect. There are a number of road closures around the Capitol and Constitution Avenue that all residents and visitors should be aware of on this day, and the possibility that additional intermittent closures go into effect to safely facilitate all activities. To see a complete list of these closures and to stay up to date while the events occur, please check our two Twitter accounts, at DC Police Department and at DC Police Traffic. And as always, if you see something, please say something. Please report any suspicious activity to law enforcement immediately by dialing 911. Thank you and have a safe weekend. Chris Rodriguez, Dr. Christopher Rodriguez, DC's Director of Homeland Security and Emergency Management Agency, will now provide brief remarks.
Thank you, Chief Conti, and thank you, Chief Manger, for having public safety representatives from the city here today. Good afternoon. My name is Chris Rodriguez. I'm the Director of DC's Homeland Security and Emergency Management Agency. As the host of our federal government, the District of Columbia plays an important role in the security posture of the United States Capitol, and we stand ready to assist our federal partners. Our mayor, Muriel Bowser, is activating the District of Columbia's Emergency Operations Center, or EOC, tomorrow on Saturday, September 18th. This activation will allow district government, led by the Homeland Security and Emergency Management Agency, to establish clear coordination and communication with our local, regional, and federal partners to ensure interagency coordination, to monitor the various planned First Amendment events, and to provide situational awareness and resource management if needed. The District of Columbia is 700,000 residents strong, and we do not tolerate hate, violence, or the criminal actions of those who committed the insurrection on January 6th. Our city is open, and no matter what is happening, our public safety team, led by the Metropolitan Police Department and Fire and EMS, work around the clock with our partners in the federal level to protect the residents and visitors of our nation's capital. In fact, as the Chief mentioned, this weekend is filled with activities that showcase what makes DC great, from a time-honored street festival, college football, to concerts and a baseball game. Finally, we ask residents and visitors to sign up for the district's alert notification system, Alert DC. By staying informed, Alert DC is your personal connection to real-time updates on traffic, weather, and more. You can do that by signing up at alertdc.dc.gov. I'll now turn it back to Chief Manger for questions. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Chief, several of you said you expect this to be a peaceful demonstration here tomorrow. So I'm wondering then if the enhanced security posture, the fence, the full activation of these officers is based on specific intelligence that it won't be, or just a desire to not leave anything to chance?
I think the answer to that is all of the above. I mean, first of all, this is, we would be foolish not to take seriously the intelligence that we have at our disposal. How credible it is, how likely it is, people can make those judgments, but the fact of the matter is that we are hearing some chatter that I think it would be responsible for us to plan the way we've been planning and put the precautions in place. And then, but also, this is as good a time as any to practice this model, this regional model where we get help from neighboring agencies, where we work in conjunction with the city to prepare for big events. This won't be the last time that we have this kind of preparation for an event. Yes, ma'am.
Is this the new normal for every large protest that will take place? Is it going to be this level of planning?
I don't know that it's the new normal in the respect that if we have information that there could be violence or there could be issues, there would be this kind of planning. It doesn't necessarily depend on the size of the event. There are events where 50,000 people are expected, and it might not have this. We might not do the same things in preparation just because of the nature of the event and the intelligence associated with it. So, yes. It's tough to say whether they're credible or not. We don't know with any certainty. But what we do know is that the chatter that we heard prior to January 6th obviously turned out to be, many of those threats turned out to be, in fact, credible. And so we're not taking any chances. Yes, ma'am.
Chief, less than 24 hours out, what specific types of threats of violence are you seeing? And a second question, are you factoring in the former president Donald Trump's rhetoric into your security planning?
So far, the former president has not. I know that he put out a statement of support for the folks that were arrested on January 6th, but I don't know that there was a specific mention of this rally. And your first question was?
What specific threats of violence are you seeing less than 24 hours?
So what we're concerned about, I think, more than anything, is the possibility of counter demonstrators and making it to this demonstration and there being violence between those two groups. But that's where Chief Conti and the Metropolitan Police Department are going to ensure that does not happen, that they don't end up getting together. That's, I think, the biggest, in my opinion, that's the most likely scenario for violence. But we're also planning, just in case any demonstration, the one at Union Square or any of the counter demonstrators, if they decide they want to breach the fence, if they decide they want to attack law enforcement, we'll be ready for those kinds of violence. I think they're less likely. I think the biggest concern that many of us have are the counter demonstrators, making sure that things stay safe with them as well. Behind you. Yes, sir.
Chief Major, how is it breaking down? Is it you're at the Capitol? I see the Park Police here as well. Who's doing what?
As Chief Gallagher had mentioned, we have already gone through a tabletop exercise where we have specific assignments for the agencies that are helping us. And so there'll be different agencies responsible for different areas. We clearly have to not just be concerned with the Capitol itself, but I mean, we've got a fairly large campus with a lot of buildings. So we've got help there as well. So particular agencies have been assigned particular areas and specific responsibilities.
I noticed you said, though, that, for example, D.C. police are responsible for keeping, I guess, the people at Freedom Plaza from the people who are here in front of the Capitol.
It's MPD, but the U.S. Park Police will, I think, will assist with that as well. Yes, sir.
Chief, the organizer of the rally, Matt Brainerd, said this morning on C-SPAN that his organization had security working with the Capitol Police. Is that true?
We, our folks have been in touch with the organizers, and we are aware of the fact that they have security folks. As far as the communication, it's just been just cursory coordination. We're aware that they're there. Yes, sir. Right now, the permit asks for says 700. We don't know if it's going to be 500, 700, 1,000. We don't know how many people to expect, but we do know that the permit was for 700.
And regarding rules of
engagement. Oh, I'm sorry. In terms of how we engage, we handle multiple demonstrations at the Capitol and the Supreme Court every day. Every day we handle multiple demonstrations. And our rules of engagement are to allow people to peacefully protest. It doesn't matter what their cause is, what their political affiliation is. That doesn't matter. We have rules of engagement that allow people to lawfully protest. If they begin to do something unlawful, they're given warnings. If they don't heed the warnings, then we make arrests. In terms of, there's no difference in terms of our use of force policy or any of those other things. Those things are in place and are don't change depending on what kind of demonstration it is. All the demonstrations are handled with the same policy, with the same rules of engagement. Again, as long as things stay peaceful, we make sure that everybody has the opportunity to exercise their constitutional rights. Yes.
This is a pretty massive scale for a short-term period of time. How practical is it to do this kind of a ramp-up every time you get this sort of intelligence? And have you given any thought to more permanent solutions to this problem? Like, for instance, does there need to be a permanent fence around the Capitol to prevent you from having a ramp-up like this ever since?
I don't think there needs to be a permanent fence around the Capitol, but that's not my call to make. I don't see this... we're not going to plan this kind of operation for every day. Again, we have multiple demonstrations every day. But this is, as I said before, this is much an opportunity to practice this plan. So in case we need it, we've been through it, once or twice. But I think that we're going to use it when it needs to be used. But 99% of the demonstrations we handle are handled without this kind of planning.
So
yes, sir.
Follow up, Chief. Two questions, if I may. One, this intelligence. Are you worried about what we sort of saw on January 6th, where you had groups of people that came in with an intent to do something, or are you worried about lone wolf sort of individual actors looking to capitalize on the crowd? And second question, what are you saying to your officers, some of whom are still dealing with the trauma and the stress of the fallout from January 6th, guys, men and women who are on the line sort of abandoned, that they're going to be back out there again?
So first answer to your first question is both. We are concerned about and aware of and planning for both of those scenarios. For your second question, Chief Gallagher has been going to roll calls for at least the past week, if not longer. And we're trying to get in front of every single police officer in the U.S. Capitol Police Department. And the reason was to brief them on our plan. And the whole purpose behind that was to instill confidence that the department has prepared this event, and that they will have the resources, the training, the equipment, and we will have the staffing that we need so that everyone, including the police officers working this event, can remain safe. Yes, ma'am.
Looking at the street closures, they're much smaller than last time and seem to be mainly consolidated around the Capitol. Are there any other areas in the city that people should be concerned about? Avoid Black Lives Matter Plaza, for instance. And are you concerned about tonight, given the precedence of violence the night before these protests in the past?
So I'll let Chief Conte talk about the rest of the city, but obviously we have heard chatter about heard a lot of chatter about when and where things might happen. But we have all, our operational plan began 2 days ago. So we have an operation ongoing tonight as we've had the past couple of days.
Chief, can I follow yes. up on Ryan's question? Do you have any insight as to how much this response is going to cost?
I don't yet, because there's a number of resources that are basically on standby that if we don't need them, then we won't have to use them. So at this point, I don't know.
Is that a concern at all, the cost?
There's a lot of people that are concerned about the cost. I understand that's a concern and that I have to pay attention to that. But my bigger priority is the safety and security of the folks demonstrating, the safety and security of the Capitol.
Yes. Aware of any members of Congress or Capitol Police detectives or Secret Service detectives who are planning to attend this? And then just the second question. Obviously, these rallygoers are coming for a very specific reason that is germane to the Capitol Police, in that they're arguing that January 6th defendants are fundamentally innocent. Release,
they're
political prisoners. How would you respond to the underlying purpose of this
rally? So I'm not aware of any elected officials that are planning to attend. There were a few that were invited. To my knowledge, all of them have declined. As far as your second question, you're not going to like my answer, but everybody's got the right to free speech. They can believe what they want to believe. I'm there to uphold the rule of law and make sure everybody's safe. Yes, ma'am.
Chief, this may also be for Chief Conti. As far as protecting the city itself, the neighborhoods surrounding the Capitol, also, as was mentioned, Black Lives Matter Plaza, the churches that were vandalized and signs were set on fire, things like that, how do you make those folks feel safe and secure heading into this event?
I'm going to let Chief Conti answer that, but I will tell you that I attended the first district citizen advisory committee meeting. Is a virtual meeting, but I attended because I wanted to assure the folks, the residents that live around the area, that we were concerned about their safety as well. And I informed them about some of the things that we were doing that might impact the neighborhood. So we are trying to be good neighbors.
Yeah, thank you for that question, Darcy. The Metropolitan Police Department, we're prepared. We're fully deployed. All of our members will be out in community working. As Chief Major mentioned, certainly we have concerns about the Capitol area itself, but the Capitol Police, they will be handling that, and the Metropolitan Police Department will be here to support, and we will support our communities, as we have with every demonstration that happens in this city. We will not abandon the residents of the District of Columbia. We will make sure that those communities are equally safe.
I can't, I'm sorry. The story is not accurate. First of all, the Capitol Police Board has been nothing but helpful. They have been nothing but supportive, and they have the only questions they have for me is, what do you need? What can we get? What can we do for it to help you? And so when we talked about the issue about calling the putting the National Guard on standby or calling for the National Guard assistance, we had a discussion, and everybody had different perspectives and different thoughts about it. We had a discussion. This is what happens when you have people that are responsible for this kind of decision. We had a discussion, and in the end, we were all in agreement for what we asked for.
Which is what? Can you clarify the situation on the National Guard?
Our request for assistance will be if the event goes longer than we think, we think it'll go, they would be available to help us to secure the area around the Capitol. But if the event comes and goes, that they're there'll be no call to them for assistance.
Worst case scenario option kind of thing?
As I said, if it goes longer for whatever reason, we could call them to help us secure the perimeter of the Capitol. Yes, sir.
Chief,
no, we're not asking for them to be armed.
Chief, a Homeland Security assessment warned of online chatter.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
Chief, a Homeland Security assessment warned of online chatter that people may try to storm the Capitol tonight. Have you increased staffing tonight, and what specific protective measures are being put in place for congressional office buildings outside of the fence area?
So that's a great question, but my apologies. I am not talking about numbers, tactics. Just because I want my cops to be safe, and I don't need to necessarily tell folks that might want to do something unlawful, you know, give them the advantage of knowing what we're doing. But the answer to your question is yes, we are aware of that, and yes, we are prepared. Yes, in the back, sir.
Chief, is there any concern that after the formal event tomorrow, those who attend could end up going to the jail, since this is about those who are being jailed?
I think we're all aware that after the event they could go anywhere they want to in the city, and again we're aware of that, so I'll just keep it at that. Yes, sir.
Regarding the tools of the trade, has U.S. Capitol Police or its partnering agencies asked for access to the long-range acoustic device, the active denial system, or OC or CS tear gas launchers?
Those kinds of details only, we'll talk about them afterward. If we use anything we use, we'll be happy to talk about. But at this point, I'm not talking about those kinds of things. Yes, ma'am.
Do any of the intelligence reports that you're seeing? Do any of the intelligence reports that you're reading over point to any particular extremist groups, maybe some of the ones we saw during the January 6th insurrection?
I think that many of the intelligence reports talks about some of the organizations that were here on January 6th, and so we're seeing those kinds of things, but we're also seeing mixed messages about whether folks are coming or not coming. So, so it's good that we know it. It's good that we're paying attention to it, but as is often the case with intelligence, it's not really clear. You have to make value judgments about, okay, well, we're reading this, but what does it really mean? So that's something that, as Chief Pittman talked about, we've got good people who are trying to give us the best recommendations. But the fact that we have this information, that helps us plan better.
And folks, we're just going to do a couple more questions, just to head.
Yes.
Just to reply, Chief Conte, we are getting some calls about the East Street Festival. People who live in that area worried about crashes and that sort of thing. So can you talk about, are you worried about that, and what are you taking to make sure the crowds are separate?
Well, the 8th Street Festival is a festival that's been happening in the District of Columbia for several years now. We expect it to go on, and the people who attend are going to enjoy themselves. Again, we're prepared. We have contingency plans for any possible disruptions, and that's pretty much where we are.
Yes, sir.
For Chief Conte, we really try to keep the groups apart from Freedom Plaza and the Capitol.
Well, as Chief Manger kind of mentioned, we won't disclose our tactics necessarily. We are aware, obviously, if groups are able to interact, we certainly want them to have sight and sound of each other if need be. But, we won't disclose the particular tactics that we're going to use to try to mitigate any potential issues there.
All right, folks, we need one more question.
All right, I'm not going to pick one. I'm going to let both these folks in the back. So either one of you, each can ask a question.
Any specific groups that you're aware of that has plans of counter-protesting tomorrow?
I'm sorry.
Any specific groups that you're aware of that has plans of counter-protesting tomorrow?
We're aware of three. How about I take them? We're aware of three groups, two of the groups haven't had much of a history of violence. One of them has had some clashes before, so we're aware of three groups that may be doing counter-protesters. Yes, ma'am.
Chief, what is the strategy for protecting members back home? For example, does anybody new have a detail who doesn't normally have one? Is there an expanded detail? And then, if I can ask a follow-up, have any cases been generated regarding threatening comments related to this rally?
So there are threats against members of Congress, another thing we deal with every day. And we have not had really anything that has specifically been tied to the rally tomorrow, but there have been, we have, just in the last few days, we've had a number of threats, specific threats come in against specific members of Congress. So we're gonna handle those the same way we always handle those. And there's nothing different about the way we're gonna deal with those because of the rally tomorrow. Thank you all very much, appreciate it.
All right, folks, so right now our plan is to not hold another news conference over the weekend unless something newsworthy happens, in which the same thing that we've done over the last couple incidents, we'll communicate with you over Twitter, the time, the location, we'll try to give you a heads up. We're also going to be using Twitter as we normally do during any kind of major event to communicate with you all and provide any information the public or you all folks might need. So stay safe tomorrow and thank you for coming.
Well, mentally, it's a whole different situation. Mentally, I have to feel safe.
Mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually.
Just today. Covering the thing.